Oh man, welcome Blind Spot Season 2, Episode 8. Everybody seems to be happy right now, and I'm happy for them until Remy comes and breaks down the spot. We're going to break it down for you on AfterBuzz. Keep it locked right here.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I feel really good inside right now.
Yes, I feel like the end of this episode when everybody was so joyous and happy.
I'm glad I have you, yes, man.
I'm glad
that's
I have
feeling.
You.
That's how yes. That episode really made us feel. Totally.
Welcome to the After Show. I am your host, Michael One Young. So you can see me on Twitter or Instagram, everywhere at O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And this is my welcoming, super action-packed co-host.
I like that.
Nick, what's up, man?
What's up, everyone? You can find me everywhere, Nick Mardy 13, M-A-R-D-I 13, and on YouTube at The Latest Late Show with Nick Mardy. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be on the show once
yes,
again.
Yes, man. We had a week off, but we're back. So, how do you feel?
I think we can agree this was a great episode.
I think we have two episodes. This season has been solid,
yep.
But I think the last two episodes are probably my favorite of the
totally.
Season so far. Like, I've had a lot of fun with this episode, these last two especially.
There's been a
so
lot of different
much.
Characters, a lot of different personalities.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. So I guess the first thing we can get in, we're going to break down a couple of... There's so many relationships in this episode, guys. So many relationships.
Yeah.
And we're checking the chat, too. So don't forget to holler at us in the chat.
Miranda
talk to
already
us.
Says, I'm not happy.
Oh,
tell us, Miranda.
Oh, man. Not happy about what? But we're going to find out. First, let's talk about Reed and Zapata.
Yeah.
We start out the episode with them in the car kind of talking about the missing knife and how she took it from evidence. And just... You could see that she was feeling the pressure because she's done something. I mean, she's, you know, worked on both sides of the law, but I think she felt like she went a little further than she normally would have gone.
Yeah, I completely agree. And she should feel that way.
Yeah.
She went into evidence and took the only evidence that proves that
the smoking gun
is bad.
But in a way, it's good because she was there to protect Freddie.
Yeah.
You know, and Freddie is a good guy. You know, he got caught up in, you know, this whole scandal with the old coach. And, of course, as we saw, there were, like, on that list last episode, there were, like, 20 or 30 names.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that the guy deserved it, but the guy deserved it.
I remember we discussed that. We all kind of felt like, yes.
Yeah. And then they had this issue where they were trying to figure out a way to get it back into evidence and figured out the best way it was to just kind of like, I guess, plant the evidence on the guy that works in evidence, unfortunately. And I kind of feel bad for him because, you know, he'll probably lose his job over this.
Yeah, everything. He's going to lose everything. Then if the guy's married.
Yeah,
man, what are you doing?
Man, you're messing up his livelihood. What kind of... Look, Reed and Zapata... But the good thing is that we get to see that Reed and Zapata have a closer relationship than I think they'll admit to each other. You know
totally.
What I'm saying?
I think we see that a lot in this
yeah.
series even. You know, everyone has this... It's this tension between
yeah.
these couples that you want them to get together. They're just not... And at some point, they have to. My guess was maybe third to last episode, second to last of this season, we're going to see one relationship work out.
Yeah.
Or at least I'm telling the producers, please.
Like, I like Reed and Zapata. I like their, you know, I like their dynamic. I like how they act. And I just feel like, you know, let's go on, just... Let's get it moving. You can say that you love this girl, or you can say that you love this guy. It felt like she was about to say it, but she reeled it in a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was cool. It was cool to see that.
It's cool
like,
to see them protect each other and just have each other's back.
Yeah.
Reed's really just there for her. Obviously, she walked into the party. I'm not trying to jump too ahead, but Zapata walked into the party feeling really uneasy. The most uneasy I've seen yet because she was acting very nonchalant throughout.
Yeah.
And so at this point, she walked to the party. I think it hit her.
Yeah, I think
everything that she's done. Even Reed was like, you realize you can go to jail for a very long time. And she was like, yes. And you can tell.
But she was like, I'll do it for you. Yeah. And that's when you know.
That's when this song kicked in. That love is strong.
Yep. And I was like, what? Yes, yes. That's when that song kicked in. Can you kick that song in again? But that's when the song kicked in. You knew it was real.
Totally.
Like, you knew it was the strength of their bond and connection was deeper than just regular partners, which was cool. But we got a nice little guest this episode that came on trying to stir up some problems. And yeah, his name is Matthew White, your basic kind of government pencil pusher.
Really trying to roadblock and obstacle course. We got things happening, man. Get out of our face. Yeah. Everyone knew it too, but he knew it. He was happy to be annoying everyone.
Yeah, pissed and you can tell he has a thing between him and Nas don't get along.
Yeah.
Like they got some unfinished business, and I think he's coming at her a little harder than he I think is even allowed to. But you know, he's there by himself.
Throwing nobody's around his there. Authority too, which you definitely saw. Even though it worked out.
It kind of worked out in the end.
Yeah, I was being he was being told, hey, yo, you're going to be, what is it called, congratulated for bringing down this whole operation.
You know, you're going to be the guy that brought down Nico Marconi.
Which is the coolest name I was saying while watching this.
It was a very cool name.
How did you come up with that?
He's like,
Sandstorm is such a cliche operation name, but then this name, that somebody else thought of that one.
And so I guess the core part of this episode that really, really brought us all together was the mission and the way the mission was portrayed.
Totally. In different eyes.
Yeah. And I love the fact that this was put together in such a way where you get to see everybody's perception of what went down. And we get to see the girl who's like kind of like revealed to be the hacker or, you know, kind of like the tech end.
Yeah.
And, you know, she kind of tells her side. It's kind of like a straightforward story. She's like, this happened, and, you know, I came there last, and I don't really know too much. That kind of attitude, which was kind of funny because you knew that she knew more than she let on.
I think it was with every single character that was involved in this mission. And, you know, to even point out further, I think most of these spy movies that we watch and action movies, when they're in interrogation, a lot of it is, oh, he said, she said, but we actually don't get to see them play it out. So it was cool that we got to see everyone's memory or recollection of what happened, even though they're all different from one another. So, you know.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, but it pays off so well because you get this character named Clive who his flashbacks or memories are probably some of my favorites.
Tell him what it made you think of. This was good. It's so true.
Oh, man. It made me think of, now I'm losing it.
Sixth grade.
Made me think of, like, when you're kind of, like, telling stories to your friends in, like, sixth grade. And you're like, oh, yeah, I was all by myself. Yeah, I did it all on my own. Nobody helped me. I saved everybody. Like, I was the king. Like, I was the star.
And at that time, we're all like, oh, my God, no way. But we had a little question, but we're like, this is true, man.
Because he was confident enough to be like, yes, I did it. It's all me. I saved everybody.
We were watching it, and when Jane threw that first punch, it was so light and so weird that we both were like, stop it with these, you know what word, fight scenes. Saw what was happening, and we had an awesome laugh.
Man, that was so funny when he came in, and like, he does this cool kick and like turns around
Gets
like
all Bruce Lee. I was like, what the hell is going on?
And then, the funnier thing is when like later on you get to see him like getting ready to tell his story again.
Yes.
And Nas is like, hold up. Before you go any further, just tell me what really happened. And
it's
true. Hilarious because even Nas was like, come on, man, like you're killing me right now.
It's true. First, on this message board I've got, I'm not happy with the whole episode. Haven't been happy with this season. It's not like the first. That's what Miranda says. And then, yes, it is only us two on this show right now. So hopefully you enjoy us.
But give us a shot. These next couple of episodes, you never know.
We're having fun with this. So I appreciate your guys' acceptance of us into this blind spot world.
Yeah, who wasn't liking this? I'm surprised. I thought they shook it up good enough to kind of, Well, hey, look, here's to hopefully better episodes. The next one's coming. But we also have Weller and Nas. Because Weller has two things going on. Weller has Weller has Nas and he has Jay. What are you feeling about Weller and Nas's relationship right now?
I'm more thinking about the end when Nas just jumps into Weller's arms.
Yeah.
And he really just, like, you saw so much heart in both of them.
Yeah, because he, like, kind of held her hand, and it was, like, very, very, like, romance novel.
Yeah, and then also in the episode, you see Weller and Jane. That's really what I have on my mind. I don't see them, I don't see Nas and Jane as much as I just see Weller having these romantic, like, tensions with both of these girls.
Because Weller really, okay, Weller has Jane.
Yes.
He has Nas. And he has the U.S. the U.S. Marshal. Yes. I cannot remember her name, but he has all three of them. Weller is really cleaning up on this show.
Story of my life. This is me going up to every girl as a nice guy, but no, the girls always want the bad boy. That's why Weller is so wanted. If I entered in this show, they would be like, "Oh, Nick, we're okay. Thank you. You're a nice guy.
Thanks a lot.
Cute guy. Yeah, nice.
Whatever."
Then Weller's always win.
Man, Weller, he is really cleaning up. So we also get to see his relationship because him and he and Jane are on the mission. They get left on the mission together because after the explosion, everybody gets separated. So you get to see him kind of, I guess, open back up to the idea of being kind of shoulder to shoulder with Jane, working with Jane. And at the end, he says that I never thought I'd say this again, but I would miss you. And it's kind of like, he kind of let her know, you know, got a little love in there for you, girl.
Which I'm not surprised at all at this
point. He hit her like this. He was like, hey, girl.
Oh.
I miss you, girl.
We're about to get a lot of things storming in this building now.
And then she was like, mm-hmm. But on the real, it was cool to see kind of like just so many different people and their relationships in a positive light.
Totally. You know, nothing negative in this episode. It was all, what we see here is there's a great team on this show. And there's a lot of chemistry between them, even though sometimes we see a little bit of tension.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Teeny bit. But the good thing is that, you know, at the end of the episode, you get to see everybody kind of together, having a good time. And that's what made this episode kind of stick out for me.
Yeah.
Now, the mission that they went on was crazy, but the good thing is that what set it all off was your girl, Patterson.
Yes.
Patterson put this thing together just so well. Like, Patterson is, she's not only smart, she's not only, like, on top of things, but she's thinking ahead.
And she's cute.
Like, she's like, oh, yeah.
Signed up.
It's like, and she's cute. Yeah. But, you know, she was like, I took the initiative, I set up the profiles for you guys, and I found this mission for you. We're going to go, you know, I mean, they have Nico Marconi because of Patterson. Like, Patterson is... She's like an unsung hero.
Last episode, too.
Yeah,
last episode. She was ahead of Rich.com.
Lab girl.
Yeah, lab girl.
Like, yo, big shout out to Patterson. Like,
she's very underappreciated on the team. I think as fans, we all love her. We were discussing about the moles, and I was saying, how heartbroken would you be if it was Patterson who was the mole?
Look, if Patterson's the mole, don't you do it to me. Don't you do it to me, NBC. I can't take it.
No, I can't. But she's a genius.
Yeah, it's like... Man.
And in the show.
Speaking of relationships, we got to see her and the psychologist or psychiatrist, the doctor guy.
Yes.
The shrink.
Yeah.
We got to see them together at the end. So it's like Patterson is really coming up like gold every episode. Like very quietly being like a leader in this team. And it was kind of cool, man. I like Patterson.
She may not have the credentials, but she is. Yeah.
Yeah. She's definitely an agent for a reason. Like you were talking about last episode, I would like to see her throw down one time.
I think
she might have a little skills.
What
you
she
know?
Would be is when the guy's about to get knocked out, and then she's the one to like, boom, punch him, the credits.
Yeah.
That's what would happen with Patterson.
Oh,
she wouldn't like get all like, but she would just be like,
like just one,
mission
or like,
accomplished.
Or maybe like, or maybe like one hit, like that hit from Jason Bourne in the trailer where he walks up and just cold cocks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like maybe like Patterson has like
That'd
one
be cool
of those
camera in. Movement on that.
Yeah. Like maybe Patterson has like one good haymaker
Possible.
In her. You know, just
I don't
one.
Doubt it. Let's be. I'm excited.
Now, one thing I thought was cool about this episode is that Sandstorm actually took a back seat.
Yes,
the mole took the back seat. And I think this episode or this show kind of, you know, got a good, you know, chance to breathe, you know, because when you're dealing with moles every episode, when you're dealing with spies every episode, it can get redundant.
Very.
And plus, since we have like 22, 24 episodes, you guys can jump down in the chat and let us know. I think it's either 22 or 24. It's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
You know, so to beat that horse every episode for 24 episodes is a lot. You know, to beat the whole tattoo thing for 24 episodes is a lot. You know, so it's cool to see something like with a slight comedic tone, you know, a little softer tone. And then next episode, I think we're going to come back. I think somebody's going to die, y'all. Like, I truly think someone's going to die.
Main cast member? That's bold. That's like, we're talking Walking Dead all of a sudden.
I think because there was so much touchy-feely goodness at the end of this episode, I think we're going to lose someone. Maybe not a lead, maybe like Weller's girl, even though she's been in trouble once, or the shrink, something like that. Like,
yeah.
Someone who, like, we know, but who isn't going to crush the story.
I don't know if someone's going to die, but because it was so sentimental at the end, I do think that, like, this episode, we wrapped a whole Mission Impossible movie into a little show, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this next, there's got to be some big explosions. I was saying, from, you know, a Hollywood standpoint, I was thinking about how many locations they actually had to shoot at for this one episode.
Yeah.
That, think about how much that takes out of the budget. So I'm thinking analytically. So I'm thinking about the next episode. How many locations
it's gonna
are we going to be
it's
at?
Gonna be a lot,
are we going to have stunts?
Scale
are we
back?
Have, yeah. Is it going to be more or less? I think we're going to go more. There has to be explosions this next episode because it was too sentimental at the end. It really calmed you down at the end.
Yeah.
But that's why I was feeling Celine Dion for this, for the opening song. Now, this next one, I really want to see some, like, death metal in the beginning. That means it's going down.
Oh, man. That would be crazy.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
But the way Remy came in, which is the next thing I want to talk about, Remy comes in at the very end of the episode, just like crazy, like, you know, just looks frazzled. And the way he, you know, the way he approaches Jane is like, you know, I just want you to know that, you know, I'm here. I want you to be here for this and everything. It was a jarring change from the party that we were at.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And it kind of, I guess it was a way to bring us back to remind us that, you know, unfortunately, everybody has great relationships, but we're still in the show blind spot. So you're not going to be happy forever.
It's not going to be all soft and kind for a little bit.
Nah.
Enjoy this little party. Enjoy this little apartment party while it lasts. I guess that's what we can take away from that.
All right, cool. So let's see. Let me get somebody in the chat. What's going on in the chat right now? What are people talking about?
Patterson is almost real world overpowered.
You know what? I can agree with that to a certain degree. I can agree with that. Like she is the smartest one in the room.
Uh huh.
Probably at any given time.
For sure.
And she does kind of like just get things done off camera. So I can see how that's said. So I guess, you know, yeah, I guess you could say that. You know, all right, so what else we got?
Let's see. I see some thank yous.
I'm not sure
their chemistry was very good, but I expected at least one of them, probably Katie, to keep doing it. Oh. You're talking about us.
Oh, wow.
I thought we were talking about the show. All right, so there's a lot of comments going on about you and I.
Oh, wow. Good comments or bad comments?
You know, I'm getting more, I have faith in the new host.
Ah,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Let's see. I got,
But, it's hilarious, but, anyway, but, I do think, you know, Patterson is overpowered in a way, but I think they compensate. From the, you know, the overpower of her by the way they kind of like they captured Weller.
Yeah.
You know, they had him behind, you know, behind enemy lines. And then they also set up this situation where they had to go through so many hoops to get back to Weller. Because you had Matthew White. You had the
$20 million.
You had the $20 million they had to get. Then you had Nico Marconi, who they didn't know anything. And Dr. Chin, which was a brand new variable that, you know, they never really...
I guess, a great actress.
Yeah, yeah, because...
She sold that.
Yeah, because she fooled those guys very easily.
Totally.
You know, like, she faked the seizure. The guy came over. We knew Weller was going to, you know...
For sure.
Yeah, Weller had that.
something up his sleeve.
Yeah.
I didn't doubt it.
Yeah, and the way Weller, like, took them out so matter-of-factly, you kind of knew he was always on his game.
Yeah, but Chen, I mean, that, I think, I have to say she's very a very powerful tool in somebody's hands that yeah. wanted to take advantage of it in a negative way. And so that was pretty interesting. I mean, you had a bomb.
You kind of have to wonder if roundabout way Sandstorm was involved. Maybe we'll find out later. Or maybe Nico Marconi is just a random person.
I think it was a random person.
Yeah. Or maybe works for like a random other government. You know,
but I mean, he just sold Weller for $40 million.
Yeah.
You know, and then Chen, if he was saying, Chen, wait till I have planned for you. Like how much, I was thinking hundreds of millions of dollars for this bomb maker. I mean, she had this breaking technology.
Yeah, it's crazy to, hopefully we'll uncover what was supposed to happen later because I'm thinking that Nico Marconi could be a long-term villain. So,
you think?
Yeah, I think he could be a long-term villain.
So you think he might escape?
Maybe proxies outside of jail. But besides that, since we're already getting to it, let's go in and jump into predictions. And, yeah.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So, what do you think we're going to get next episode?
What I would like and predict...
Oh, yeah, what would you like to see?
I fell in love with the character of Rich.com. And like I was saying last episode, he was in handcuffs... 3 or 4 times, he escaped each time, and then at the end of the episode, he was in handcuffs, which leads me to believe that he's going to escape again, because I feel like handcuffs on his wrist means he's going to evade somehow. I think it's kind of symbolism at this point. And then, and so I hope he somehow, because I feel like this mission was, I think it was a left field mission. I think it was just some cool action for the series. Yeah. So something bigger is going to happen this next episode, and I hope Rich.com is involved, because I hope he escapes. He can't be held in jail for too long.
Nah, he has too much information. He's able to help too many people. I think he's too valuable, you know, to the government in general to remain in jail or behind bars. Plus, he's too smart to be locked down too long.
Yeah, he's going to be doing something, whether it be in this next episode or not.
Yeah, so what I would like to see is I would like to see Reed and Zapata finally be like, I love you.
Oh, okay, we're in a different angle. Okay.
I love you. Now... Also, in next episode, I would like to see someone go.
Ooh, I think it's about that
time.
That. Yeah.
I think it's about time for someone to go. I know this sounds bad. We're only in season 2, but after such a touching ending to this episode, I think next episode they're going to switch us like a hard turn right or left because the way Remy came in and he was like very frazzled and very excited. And, you know, of course, because he knows that, you know, quote, you know, she is loyal to the FBI. Yeah. So I guess he's trying to get his last ditch effort to turn her back to Sandstorm.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see Sandstorm heavy next episode. I think Jane is going to get tested.
I think
she's going to get tested by her, I guess, mom.
Uh-huh.
You know. And I think that's what's going to happen. What I'd like to see is Reed and Zapata, man. I love Reed and Z together. I do.
You mentioned that a lot, like, and I understand.
It's a good couple.
You want to see one of the couples get together.
Yeah.
Just period.
Yeah.
You want to see it work out. Enough tension.
I think it's about time.
Yeah.
If somebody does die
in the next episode, I feel like this series will get extremely amped up. It'll draw in a much... people are going to tune in. They're not going to watch on Hulu later. They're not going to watch online later. They're going to tune into these episodes because I feel like somebody dying, a main cast... I feel like it has to be a main cast.
I know that sounds mean.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it helps people tune in.
It's like The Walking Dead. Okay, you can only do so much for so long. Bam, somebody has to die. So I feel like here, season 2, do you want us to keep watching? Let's get some craziness here. Just not Patterson. Anyone but Patterson.
No Patterson. Don't kill Patterson. We love Patterson. But I think we could lose maybe Nas. You know, because Nas is like new-ish, you know, but she's not...
I feel like she's too much of a
leader. We're not extremely connected to her, though. Like, we like her. She's cool. But...
I can see that.
You know...
Who takes her place?
I'd say nobody. I say get back to the core team.
So the team just gets smaller and more chemistry again because they had a loss and
Yeah.
We have a bold prediction, I gotta
this
say.
Some bold predictions. But I guess that's it, man. I guess that's
good episode. I had fun.
So if you are listening on iTunes, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, give us a comment so we come up at the top, and you know, like, comment, and subscribe. Yeah. Hit that thumbs up.
Where can they find you?
They can find me at One Youngsta, O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A.
And you can find me at NickMarty13 and on YouTube at The Latest Late Show with Nick Marty.
All right.
Thank y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.